So 2019, before COVID and before the whole rise in prices in construction, Donegal County Council put out a turnkey package. And the gist of the turnkey package is that a developer with development land could approach the council under the turnkey package and say, I have land, I will build the houses for you, and we come up with a price. So we set the price at that time, and this is the price we can do it at. And then the council agreed. There was no contracts signed in this. There was specifically this turnkey package was until the houses were complete. The council could walk away or I could walk away. So there was never no commitment in this turnkey package. So we went on and we got our planning, which took 12 or 18 months. We built the houses. But in the period between getting the planning and building the houses, we fell into COVID. I think we were 1 week in on site when COVID took place. And by the time we got back to start building the houses, our prices had skyrocketed. Till the point that we were very shortly back on site and we realised that the price that we had agreed with the council was never going to meet construction costs. And at that stage of the game, I alerted the Donegal County Council that this turnkey package was not going to work for me. And I believe throughout the county, there was multiple other developers in the same situation. So we never proceeded to... We completed the houses, but we never proceeded with the turnkey package with the council. And 14 months ago, I let the council officially know that I would not be proceeding with the turnkey package, and that the council, under that turnkey package, the houses was no longer available.
Now, they were still interested at that point in paying the 2019 prices, but due to the construction costs
small,
and what...
They give a small increase in prices, but fractional. It wasn't anywhere near what it needed to be.
Right, so that was that initial... and listen, the reason there's no contract signed, it's to protect the local authority and the developer. It is common practice, that, PJ, isn't it? That it gives the opportunity for either party to walk away if need be.
Yes, that was the way that turnkey package was set up. There was no commitment from either side. Like, I had to finance the development of the houses myself. The council gave no commitment whatsoever. The council gave no commitment whatsoever to the houses until such times as the houses are finished. Now, that's one reason. The second reason that I want to add as well, that contract didn't work, is at the same time that we were building these houses, the entire mica situation broke out throughout the county, and we had the whole uproar in relation to houses collapsing with mica. And inside that, the Donegal Council, inside that same turnkey package, the Donegal Council changed their approach to us and what we had to require. So what we had to require for blocks at that stage, now my blocks in Lochfearn Heights are perfectly fine. They've been all tested and everything's correct. My material came from WJ Chambers in Derry, and all our products is good. But what I will add to that is that the council, within that turnkey package, changed the whole rules of how we had to, they made us test the blocks and they made us do different things that wasn't required under the original turnkey package. And that would mean if I had to finance them houses that I wouldn't be fit to finance them, because no finance company would take on the financing of them due to this extra testing and this extra rules and regulations the council put on. So in effect, the first turnkey package that the council released was... It was not effective. It wasn't fit for purpose, so it didn't work.
So it's not just the financial element of it. It is the extra regulations that would have complicated your financing options.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And that was all added. That was all changed rather than what we tendered originally. So what we tendered originally and what the council wanted us to take over the line at the end up was totally two different things.
Right. So then, there was
that was adding a lot of extra loopholes to it.
Okay. So and I presume there's conversations ongoing. I don't want to know your private business because you are a private individual. Is it fair to ask you? Can you give us any indication what percentage of an increase you would require from the 2019 from the 2019 agreement to make this viable to deal with the council directly. Is that possible, or does that is that compromising your private information?
I have the figures in my head, but I don't have the breakdown of the stats, and I don't really want to be releasing the stats.
That's okay, fine, that's all right. Listen, as I say, you're a private individual, so I won't push you on that, but there is an uplift there, obviously, as you've already outlined.
What I will say is the deal that we have done with Cooperative Housing Associations is still below today's caps for Donegal County Council. So what I will say is if the council was to support Cooperative Housing Association purchasing these houses today, they would still be, they would, the taxpayer would still be getting the houses at probably a 40,000 per unit less than what it'll take the council to go out to Milford tomorrow morning and build houses. So if the council was to go out to Milford tomorrow morning and build houses, it would cost them at least 40,000 more to build the same houses.
Right, so you are engaging with Cooperative Housing Association and you are looking for the council to engage with them, and that means through this third party that you get a return on your investment and there's a delivery of social housing for Donegal County Council. That's where we're at?
Yeah, so back approximately 7 or 8 months ago, there was support given by the council to support three sites that I'm involved with within the county, and Lochfearn being one of the sites. So Cooperative Housing is purchasing three sites of me, which I will build the other two sites out. And that support was given, and I went away and purchased land and put in planning applications and et cetera, on strength of that. Then the next thing was just prior to Christmas, we got word back from Lochfearn Heights that the council was no longer supporting it. Now, contracts has been issued to Cooperative Housing Association. The two solicitors are engaged with each other. The valuations has been done. Building control has been signed off. Irish Water has been signed off. The houses were ready to hand over. Like, probably if the council hadn't the pulse support, Cooperative Housing Association would be in ownership of the houses today.
Okay. So are you, at this point, urging the council to come back to the table, or do you believe that deal is dead in the water now?
I'm extremely losing hope. I'm extremely losing hope, but I still have a glimmer of hope. And if anything comes out of this, what the tension that's happening here now, if anything comes out of this, what I would urge is people in Milford that's waiting to get on the housing list, get on to your politicians, get on to your councillors, ring the council and ask the council out straight, you know, what is the update in Lochfearn Heights? Why are they not supporting Cooperative Housing? And get answers, because the reality is these houses are still for sale to Cooperative Housing Association. For an example, if I was to walk away today from this deal, I would have legal costs probably in the regions of 40,000 to walk away from this deal, and Cooperative Housing Association on the other side would have the same legal costs. Now, I have not informed my solicitor yet that this deal is off, because in my head I'm still hoping that this deal somehow will still kick off.
But you must also have in your head a deadline as to where you have to try and get a return on your investment. When is that? I know it's not a firm deadline, but how long are you prepared to wait?
This has been a cat and mouse the last 2 years. These houses have been lying empty for the last 2 years. Now, what I will add to this as well is, this is not an isolated case in the county. There is other developments in the county that's in the same situation, and I am sure, I have no evidence of it, but I am sure that other developers in the county has been told that their housing developments has been pulped and they're not, our housing associations is not purchasing them now. So I am not, this is a county-wide issue. It's not isolated to Lochfearn Heights.
Okay, so there were attempts previously, were there, to move refugee families into these houses. Is that correct? And what happened there?
That is correct. Yes, there was a NIPAS contract through a secondary party on the site. And after the residents moved in, The department moved them back out again because these houses were earmarked for social housing.
And there was a controversy. It stirred up a lot of controversy, and I presume, we can't say for certain, but I presume that was a factor to it. So the houses there now are lying vacant. There is some concern that you are now two of them. You are preparing them to rent. Are you doing that as part of any particular plan? Is it just to try and get some money coming through? Is it actually happening? Are two of them being prepared at the moment for rental?
Yes, that is true. We are starting to... The houses were left totally back to shell again. So there's no appliances, there's no blinds, there's no furniture, there's no nothing in the houses. So our intentions is, if we do not get movement in this, and I'm going to wait now for another few weeks to see what happens, but if we do not get movement and get the council to reverse their decision, then I'll have been left with no choice but to rent these out. But what I will iterate is there is no plans to put refugees into these houses, or any Pacific people into these houses.
But that being said, PJ, they are going to the open market. So presumably you can't discriminate between a Ukrainian family and an Irish family, or maybe possibly you can, I don't know. They're going to the open market. So anyone has a right to apply to rent these houses. You don't have a particular preference or track record in renting housings to refugees, for example, or people living here under protection.
That's correct. That's 100% correct. I cannot discriminate between one and the other. So when they go to open market, who, as long as the client is vetted and as long as everything's correct, they will be allowed into the house.
And in terms of rental, I mean, you've a lot of money in here. Recouping that money via rental is going to take some time. The property market is red hot at the moment. Why aren't you selling the houses?
These houses are designed as social housing, and they've been totally designed with the input of Donegal County Council. So they are totally to the specification of the social housing. And with that in mind, it leaves them a different product to take to the market. So it's not your typical product where you have your typical semi-detached house and you have your separate site. These are rows of terrace houses. So it's not the same product as me designing and developing a product for the private market.
Okay. I'm just trying to cover every base here now, because obviously, you know, your words will be scrutinised, as would mine, and I just want to make sure I ask every relevant question. Presumably then, you can't, and some people would say I shouldn't even ask this question, but it's out there, you can't decide who goes into those houses as such. Is that what? So say all 17 houses in the future become available for rental. Anyone who's living here, anyone who has the resources, anyone who has the right credentials can rent these houses as they can any house anywhere in Donegal.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Look, Greg, what I will reiterate here is my desire, and I really want to get this out to the people, my desire is to sell these houses to Cooperative Housing Association. We are way, way too far down the road with cooperatives. We're 6 months down the road with Cooperative Housing Association. They have spent a lot of money. I have spent a lot of money in getting this contract to where it is. The contract is on its 12th hour of going over the line.
Understood.
It only needed that last little letter of support from the Donegal County Council. And as I say, by this stage, the cooperative housing would be in ownership of these houses. Ultimately, these houses were built to fulfil a need that still sits today in Milford.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get them houses handed over to cooperative houses to fill that need.
Mm-hmm.
If the houses go on the private market to rent, you are 100% right. They mightn't necessarily go to the people that need them in Milford, because I can, when I put them on the market for public rent, and its nature means that anybody can apply for them.
Do you have any experience that any sections of people or groups of people are better resourced to put them in a stronger position for house rental? I mean, you've rented out an awful lot of houses. Is it possible that, you know, certain groups of individuals seem to have more resources to secure these houses? I hate even asking this question because I have zero issue with Ukrainian people whatsoever. But I mean, is there any competitive advantage for Ukrainian families in renting your properties?
No, I don't believe there is because as you said earlier, the property market has gone mad at the moment and rents have gone through the roof. So the reality is anybody going to rent them property, whether local people or whether foreigners, are going to have to pay the current market day values for the property, are they going to, for the rental properties, they're going to have to pay that. So, like the citizen of Ireland is up against the same issues as everybody else is, and that is that there's just simply not enough properties in this county, and that is driving the rental market throughout the county. That we are getting multiple phone calls on a daily basis from all sectors of society looking for properties.
Do you have?
There is no properties out there.
Is your intention to rent these to families, couples, or individuals? Are you open at all if you were approached to rent them to, say, for instance, international protection? So, in other words,
they're not available to international protection.
So, in other words, there's no scenario whereby you might have 15 people in a house. You know, if the boxes were ticked, intention is that these for couples, families, individuals, whomever can pay the rent, just in an open market situation.
We're getting messages in.
It seems now. I'm not saying this is representative of the residents of Loch Fearn, the surrounds, or Milford, but there are people saying we don't want any foreigners in there at all. Now I don't know how we got to that point, but that is seemingly where we are at. Do you have any concern that sentiment is out there?
Yeah, 100%. I do. 100%. I do. So that's referring to unless they have an Irish passport, they're not allowed in to rent in them houses. And like, that in itself is scary. But like, take it from a business point of view. If I have to rent out all these 17 houses, my financial return in these 17 houses is going to be in excess of 20 years. If I can continue on with my deal with Cooperative Housing, the people that need the houses get the houses immediately, and we get our financial return now where it's needed to go into all our developments in the county to build all our houses for social housing.
Okay, so the ball, you would say the ball now is in Donegal County Council's court. I think you said earlier on that people with an interest in housing in Milford should actually be focusing their efforts on lobbying local councillors, local representatives to impress on Donegal County Council that this deal is still on the table, that these houses would be acquired below Donegal County Council's own caps at the moment, and it's over to them, but you can't hold on forever. Does that sum it up?
I can't hold on forever, but I still have a hope and a desire. And I think if the local people that's needing houses, if they have anything to do today, make a phone call to their politicians, make a phone call to the council, because that's where the focus needs to be at here. We need to get answers. Why is there developments lying around the county that... Why is there developments lying around the county that are ready for completed and ready to hand over and the council are pulling support on them when we're in a situation that the council is not producing houses and the whole county is crying out for social housing?
Can I ask if the houses have already been, the two houses that you're prepping, have they already been given to people at this point? There's no provisional deals?
The houses... There's no furniture in any of the houses. Okay. There's no blinds.
But these two houses will be advertised publicly. you know, not through any other channels. They'll be advised and advertised publicly, and everyone will have an equal opportunity to apply to rent them. They're not going to be going through any...
When they're ready. And even if we were to start to get them ready today, they would, it'll take a 2 weeks to get them ready. So
but
when
lorries
ready,
have been going in, bringing furniture and stuff in already, though, haven't they? That work has begun.
No. There was one small van from IKEA delivering flat pack furniture last Saturday evening. Right. This is how this kicked off.
All right, okay. Well, listen. Yeah, go ahead. Did you want to say one last thing, PJ?
Yeah, there was a van with flat pack furniture, and the two people that's been highlighted here was there to accept that flat pack furniture into the house. And like, it's a local contractor that kits out the remaining furniture of my house, my houses, and he hasn't even been appointed yet to put in the appliances, to put in the blinds, put in the remainder of the furniture.
I hate to ask these questions because it's not in my nature, but the two people that you've referenced, okay, there has been some online suggestion from various places that they may favour... but they may favour applicants for those houses of certain nationalities or backgrounds. Can you confirm that that's not the case?
They don't have the power to do so.
Okay.
They don't have the power to do so. The properties will be on the public market, and whoever is there to rent them will be renting them. There has been nobody appointed to rented houses yet. There has been nobody allocated to any house yet.
Right, PJ, I think that covers...
What I will say is, we already have two houses out there privately rented. Two Irish people in them seven. So as a part of them 17 houses, two of them, like this is not something new, two of them on a short-term contract, two of them would as already rented.
Understood.
To Irish people.
Okay.
So, like, these renting these houses, it's not a new scenario. Like, there are already Irish people in two of them 17 houses that is rented. Not foreign nationals, Irish people.
Yeah, I mean, but listen, like...
Under short-term contract.
Exactly, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, people living here, regardless of the background, you know, these could be families that are working in the hospital and are saving people's lives and been living here for 10 years, and now they could be scrutinised because they're not Irish, in inverted commas. There is elements of this whole... the questions I have to ask you that I'm not comfortable with, but I just wanted, whilst you were there, to try and get through as much of it as you can. But as I say, some of it, I'm actually
agree.
Not even comfortable asking the questions because I've got friends and I've had very good help from people of all different nationalities and all different backgrounds. But anyway, PJ, unfortunately, that's the space we're in, and I appreciate you coming
Greg,
on and clarifying.
The bigger question is here. Sorry, one second, just to delete this call. The bigger question is here is, why is Donegal County Council supporting housing associations to purchase houses and then pulling into them? Like, I have another two sites that I've invested a lot of money in that I have invested in the strength of getting support of cooperative housing because cooperative housing got support at the council. Now, I'm sitting back waiting for the email to say that cooperative housing is pulling their support in them after me investing all that money. So, and I'm not an isolated developer around the county. There's other developers around the county that's got the exact same news. And I would urge them developers to come forward.
Is this going to lead to a problem, do you think? Like, we need a lot of houses, forgetting the thrust of the conversation we've had so far. We need a lot of houses here to grow the county, but also to deal with people that need accommodation through defective concrete and what have you. Do you think the way the council is handling these issues is actually going to mean that developers who we need are going to look elsewhere to do business? Do you think this actually could have an impact on a housing delivery across the board in Donegal, finally and briefly, PJ?
I don't think it. I know it. In the last 18 months, I have invested in 11 different investments in Northern Ireland simply because I don't trust the structure in the Republic of Ireland. So all my future developments, and we already have one of our sites in Northern Ireland on the ground, but all my future developments is going to be in Northern Ireland.
Okay.
Because I don't trust the structure here.